Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. Got a pretty interesting show for you here today, a show that maybe some of you might not like or agree with, but I got to say what I think because that's what we do here on the Format Podcast. So we're going to talk Angel Reese and the controversy surrounding her following LSU's Elite Eight loss to Iowa and Caitlin Clark. But before we get to that, you know what time it is. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio-only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. All right, so this topic is kind of... this is the type of topic I normally stay away from, but it's a big sports story, so I got to get to it. All right. So the other night, Monday night, LSU, defending national champion, LSU Lady Tigers played the Iowa Hawkeyes, and you had the rematch of last year's national championship game with the two arguably most polarizing figures in the sport, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, the superstar from Iowa, who is breaking just about every record possible in the women's game. And of course, Angel Reese, the outspoken, outstanding forward for the LSU Lady Tigers. And so this was a widely touted rematch from, again, last year's championship game, and it lived up to the billing. This game did, I think, 12.3 million viewers, which made it the most watched women's college basketball game of all time. Caitlin Clark had 41 points and 12 assists in an absolute virtuoso performance. Angel Reese, even on a slightly injured ankle, had 17 points and 20 rebounds and 3 blocks in the game. So she did everything she could do to try and carry her team to victory, but it wasn't enough. Iowa got their revenge for last year's championship game loss, and they knocked out the Lady Tigers, and now they're on to the Final Four. But that's not really the big story here, although it was a huge story, right, in terms of the viewers and the record setting and Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, you know, really doing their thing. But the real issue was in the post-game press conference. And obviously, Angel Reese, as I mentioned, she's very outspoken, and she, to some extent, has faced a lot in the past year. Obviously, last year, there was kind of, I'm not going to say an uproar, but there was a kind of thing at the end of that game where she was kind of taunting Caitlin Clark when LSU won the championship. And Caitlin Clark can be a bit of a trash talker as well, because, you know, when you're a superstar player, you can kind of do that. But Angel Reese was kind of doing some trash talking, and everyone was kind of, not everyone, people in the sports world and some fans and such were kind of getting on her about that. And I didn't take it any kind of way, because when you win, you get to talk your stuff, right? That's all there is to it. But now we see in the rematch, Iowa wins, Caitlin Clark knocks him out, and in the post-game press conference, you see Angel Reese literally in tears at the post-game, and she's talking about how since last year, after winning the championship, she's gone through so much, and she's faced basically, and this is not an exact quote, but a lot of vitriol online in terms of, you know, people talking to her crazy, receiving death threats. She even used the term being that she was sexualized. And I'm going to go through some of these things. And again, some of you are not going to like what I have to say about it, but it is what it is. I got to talk about what I think about this topic. So anyway, Angel Reese, again, let me make clear, she is an outstanding player. And coincidentally, she announced that she will be leaving college to go to the NBA. To the WNBA. Upcoming WNBA draft. So kudos to her. Obviously, she's probably made more in college with NIL and all that than she will make in the WNBA, but I'm sure she could carry those endorsement deals with her. And the fact that Caitlin Clark is obviously expected to be the number one overall pick in the WNBA, that could carry this rivalry forward. And much like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson did in the 80s, this could be what the WNBA needs to kind of move forward into some more prominence in the American sporting landscape. So we'll see how those two do and how that ends up going for them. And I'm sure if the WNBA is smart, they will do their best to market that. But back to Angel Reese. she was, you know, in tears and talking about everything she went through and how she faced death threats and all that. Now, here's the thing. Angel Reese, I think prior to this tournament, as I said, she's outspoken, as some might call her a loudmouth. And she was talking about how LSU was the villains and they kind of embraced the villain role. And, you know, I heard Emmanuel Acho on speak on FS1 say something interesting. And this is not an exact quote, but he said, if you want to be the big bad wolf, when you lose, you can't cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog. And I like that a lot. You can't talk your stuff when you're on top and then you come out and you're crying and you're kind of begging for sympathy when you take that L. Like, you have to be prepared for that. That's part of team sports. That's part of sports, period. And so the first question I have is, would we have even heard any of this stuff if Angel Reese and LSU had won this game and then had gone on to win the championship? But because you lose, you're out there looking for sympathy. I don't really like that. Now, let me be clear. Let me be 100, 1,000, 1 million, 10 million, 1 trillion, 1 billion, whatever it is, percent clear. In no situation is it all right to be giving athletes death threats because of, or anyone, because you don't like what they say or what they stand for. That's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. Now, with that said, does Angel Reese think that she's the first athlete to receive death threats because she was outspoken and as a person or as a player, she was against maybe what a lot of people stand for or what a lot of people feel or against a lot of people's teams or what have you? We know Muhammad Ali received death threats. We know that. I'm not going to go down the list, but she is far from the first athlete of high standing to receive death threats. And so, again, in no case is that all right, but when you invite the heat, you got to be ready for what comes, right? And so then we hear about her complaining that she's been sexualized. Now, I'm not exactly sure what she means by that. And if it's kind of what I think about it, where I'm disturbed is, and let me be clear again, as a woman, you have the right to dress how you want to dress and do what you want to do and take the pictures that you want to take, etc. So if you look at her Instagram or you just look up Angel Reese and you'll see, you know, she's got a lot of bikini photos and all that. And kudos to her. She does a tremendous job. She takes great care of her body. She's a high level athlete. I'm sure she's been compensated for these photo shoots. I think she's Sports Illustrated, the body issue and all that. Great. Fantastic. But if you put yourself out there, you cannot control the attention that's going to come back. So you put yourself out there and then you complain about being sexualized. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, is it possible to sexualize oneself? I would think it is. And maybe some people would argue that she has sexualized herself, but now she's complaining about the attention that's coming back. That doesn't make sense to me. And if you know anything about me, you know I'm all about consistency, whether it's in sports or whether it's in life. You can't look for something and then complain when it comes back to you. You just can't. Now, am I saying that it's right if she's getting, you know, disgusting, degenerate comments or what have you? No, I'm not saying that's right. But at the same time, we all have to take some accountability for the things that happen. Let me make an example. I can't walk through the projects with a whole bunch of shiny jewelry on and walk through the alley at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then if something happens to me, let's say I get robbed, then I'm asking, how did that happen? Did that person have the right to rob me? Of course not. Of course not. Now, that said, maybe I should have made a smarter decision there, right? I mean, we have to look at things in both ways, and we also have to take some accountability for the way things go. So I say that to say, you cannot seek a certain type of attention and then get upset when that attention comes back to you. There's that. Okay. Now, here's the other part of it, right? And I didn't want to make it a gender issue, but if we're being honest, we have to include that part of it. Because what do we hear constantly from female athletes? Now, let me be clear. I am fully aware of the work that female athletes put into their craft to perform on a high level. I'm not one of those guys that says women shouldn't compete in sports. I'm not one of those guys that says women's sports are any less than men's sports. They're different. Not more, not less, but different. And if we're going to say that they're the same, I mean, that's, you know, delusional. But the point I'm trying to make is we often hear from women's sports that they feel like they should get the same attention, or they feel like they should be compensated similarly, etc. And so, again, it comes back to, you want the same attention, but you only want the same attention when it's positive. You cannot say, I want the same attention, but I only want it when it's good. I don't want the threats. I don't want to get cursed out. I don't want the negative commentary and all that. And I know that sounds terrible, but I'm sure there's a lot of guys. I'm not a LeBron guy. Y'all know that. But I guarantee you, LeBron probably gets some horrible, horrible comments in his DMs. And, well, maybe his DMs aren't open, but I'm sure he gets tons of horrible comments on his tweets and on his Instagram and all that. But when you want to be in that spotlight and you want to get that attention for yourself and for your sport, you have to be aware that both sides of that coin are going to come. So, yes, you're going to get the positive attention, but you're going to get the negative attention too. You cannot control the type of attention that comes when you are seeking attention. It's just that simple. And so the question is, had Angel Reese and LSU won, would we be hearing all this? Well, we'd be hearing them concentrating right now on playing in the Final Four against UConn and trying to defend their championship. And so I look at it and I say, you can't. I've been using you can't a lot, but this is really my firm opinion. And this is my kind of stance as a person. Like, you can't be complaining and you can't be, you know, talking it up and acting up when you win, but then when you lose, you're looking for sympathy. So these are all the things that I kind of thought about when it came down to this whole Angel Reese thing. And again, outstanding player. Again, no one should have the right to be giving her disgusting, degenerate comments. Again, no one should be threatening her with body harm or threats to her life. None of those are acceptable. I am not saying they are. What I am saying is, when you look for a certain type of attention, you cannot control the attention that comes back to you. So what I want to know from you is, what are your thoughts on Angel Reese and her comments and her crying at the post-game press conference after she lost? Do you think that had LSU won that we would have heard those same comments? Do you think that Angel Reese should be looking for sympathy when she's looking for the attention? I can't wait to hear from you. Leave your comments in the comment section. Can't wait to get back to you. And make sure you like, subscribe to the channel, and tune in Saturday night for the Format Podcast Live. And I'm out. Peace.